The scripture reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23, Paul's prayer. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Mr. Ray Hall from Hartville, Ohio, submitted one of his stories to the Reader's Digest. During a church service, a woman soloist from the choir announced that he would be singing the 22nd Psalm as a special music. What followed was a lovely and moving presentation. Everyone agreed. Everyone, that is, except his 7-year-old son, who whispered to his dad, "That song was way longer than 20 seconds. You know, we might find many more humor in our church life. This morning we sang Crown Him with Many Crowns as the opening processional hymn, right? Do you know this hymn is the most favorite hymn of a dentist? How about contractors' favorite hymn? The church's one foundation. Golfers, do you like golfer? Golfers' hymn, There Is a Green Hill Far Away. Politicians' hymns, Standing on the Promises. How about eye doctors' hymn, Open Mine Eyes That I Might See. Yes, church life is so much fun, right? Welcome home, everyone. Having a home church so that you can regularly attend this church is amazing. And belonging to your home church is a true blessing. Furthermore, being an active part of your home church is a special blessing, plus many grace-filled joys. By the way, this beautiful watercolor artwork of our church door was done by Lynn Ashworth. It was actually the cover picture on the church photo directory that was published 10 years ago. Yes, Lynn was an amazing artist and a woman of God and one of the most faithful and longtime members. Lynn Ashworth was one of the 10 members who passed away this year. Yeah, and we remembered those 10 members in our communion on All Saints Sunday. Yes, we have lost 10 members due to death. Nevertheless, remember 2 Sundays ago, we welcomed 7 new members: Stephen Carrick, Holly Huff, David Leonard, David Vela, Sustenus Vela Jr., JR, Don Andreas, and Angela Lim, through reaffirmation of their faith and transfer. And last Sunday, we also welcomed 7 more new members through confirmation. Camille, Gabriel, and Hannah Aguiles. Yes, 10 new members have been added. So 10 minus 10 equals 0. Does this mean we are even? No increase or decrease? Not so fast. We previously welcomed the other new members in 2023. On March 12th, we welcomed 4 new members: Christina Graves, Rollin Edmonds, Barbie McEvoy, and Teofilo Sanchez. Teofilo, even though he passed away a few months later. And on May 14, another 4 new members: Andrew Gaumer, Becky Bronner, John Zeep, and Elizabeth Wood Basie. Yes, let's give our big hands one more time. Welcome, everyone. So, subtracting all the death and everyone who moved out and transferred out, we have gained a few new members. Last year's membership was 258, but this year's official membership is 263. Praise the Lord, right? I guess this year would be a turning point for our church. And this good news will be shared at the All Church Conference tomorrow. Yes, we are grateful for the increase of 5 more people. It's such a good news that we now have a plus number since this post-pandemic time. Congratulations to you, the whole congregation. Well done, faithful disciples of Christ. Keep up the good work. As long as we are the living church, we've got to be a growing church and a thriving church. However, on the other hand, we must realize that it would be more important for us to share God's love and grace with the congregation, the community, and the world, rather than worrying too much about the numbers. I remember our Bishop Dari Escobedo Frank emphasized this to all the clergy and laity delegates at the last annual conference in June. Her point is that we are called to minister faithfully to the people rather than concerned too much about the numbers. Church growth, especially numeric growth, after all comes whenever we are doing our best by being faithful to God and faithful to one another. Therefore, as a faithful congregation, it is very important for us to commit or recommit to Christ first and foremost. Today is the Reign of Christ Sunday and also Christ the King Sunday. Today is actually the last Sunday of Pentecost season and the last Sunday of the church's liturgical year. And next Sunday will be the very first Sunday of the new Christian year calendar, which is Advent. So, according to the United Methodist Book of Worship, today is a celebration of the coming reign of Jesus Christ and the completion of creation. Maybe I would call today as pre-Advent Sunday or an Advent of Advent. This means that today, Reign of Christ, Christ the King Sunday, can be a new opportunity for us to commit or recommit ourselves to Christ so that we can start a new beginning, a new life, new faith journey, and a new life in Christ. In this sense, Today is a very important Sunday, along with many other special Sundays. My sermon title for this morning is Five Ways to Commit or Recommit Yourself to Christ. These five ways are nothing new. You already know these and are aware of these. Whenever new members are being received into the membership of the church, this welcoming celebration is not just for the new members to commit themselves to Christ through the church, but also for the whole congregation to recommit themselves into Christ as well. It's an opportunity for everyone to renew their baptismal covenant and membership vows by saying, quote, let's say all this together, as members together with you in the body of Christ in this congregation of the First United Methodist Church of Riverside, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. From this paragraph, we renew our covenant by five ways: by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. These five ways are basic and foundational, yet essential and transformational ways to commit ourselves to Christ. Number one, prayers. Prayer life is the essence of your spiritual life. As a matter of fact, engaging in prayers represents your whole spiritual life, not just prayers, but also your every aspect of a Christian life of faith, hope, and love. By praying for the church, for everyone in the congregation, and for those who need God's healing, comfort, and care, you are committing yourself to Christ. Pray for yourself too, for your family, your community, our nation, and our world. Praying is like a being alive in God's presence and care. Praying is like a breathing, the most necessary, precious, and important practice as a living child of God and growing disciple of Christ. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7, Apostle Paul encourages us to pray always. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Number two, presence. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, the term presence is used to mean only in-person presence or attendance. But now it has expanded to a more inclusive term, not only for in-person gathering, but also online or telephone attendance of Sunday worship and any other ways of being connected to the church. Moreover, presence means being present at any church-related gatherings, events, ministries, and projects whenever you are able and willing. Furthermore, as a faithful minister of the good news, your presence anywhere you go would make everyone you encounter delightful and graceful. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 urges us to meet together, and let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Number three, gifts. Yes, this gift, the word gift, gifts, generally means your giving, your offerings, tithes, and all kinds of contributions to the church so that our church's ministry operations would continue. Your gifts as a commitment to Christ signify your dedication, generosity, and stewardship in God's provision and abundance through the church. Hebrews 13, 15, and 16 points out that we are to do good and share. Through him, Christ, then let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Number four, service. As a committed Christian and a member of the body of Christ, you are called to serve in ministries and missions in the community and in the world. We have a variety of opportunities for you to engage in all kinds of ministries, committees, and mission projects. You can volunteer not only for the church activities or ministries, but also for community events and any occasion that helps people, especially those in need. Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, 22 and 23 from this morning's scripture reading reminds us of that we, the church, are called to be the body of Christ. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Number five, witness. Our church's mission is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. The term witness simply means sharing God's love with everyone. It includes outreach, evangelism, and hospitality in welcoming everyone. Apostle Paul in Romans 10, 14, but how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? My sisters and brothers in Christ, when you join the church, you all made commitment to Christ through the church. You all made membership covenant with God before the whole congregation. So you are expected to practice these five ways in your church life. However, these practices and expectations should not be any burdens or reluctant obligations in any way. No one should judge you or criticize you for not practicing any of these ways consistently or regularly or enough. I'd like to recommend you read a new book entitled Being United Methodist Methodist Christians, Living a Life of Grace and Hope, published by Abingdon Press in 2023. I'm not going to get into any contents now, but just as this title signifies, being United Methodist Christians means living a life of grace and hope. Your Christian life through your church life should be a life of grace and hope. Your Christian life through your church life should give you more joys and more reasons to be grateful. Of course, committing your life to Christ is not so easy. It might be challenging, and sometimes you might feel some burnout experience. Nevertheless, your commitment to Christ will continue to fill your heart with gratitude, hope, and grace. These five ways are not just for the church members per se, but also for all Christians to practice if they are sincerely and seriously committing themselves to Christ. That's why we are called the body of Christ as a community of faith and love, being the presence of the living Christ and doing the Christ work in the community and in the work, in the world. As we celebrate Reign of Christ, Christ the King Sunday today, the given lectionary text from Ephesians is Apostle Paul's affirmation and prayer for all the Ephesian Christians. However, I also hope and pray that Paul's prayer be mine toward all of you, the congregation as well. Verse 16 says, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. May this Paul's prayer be your prayer for one another in the committed congregation that follows Jesus, makes disciples of Christ, and transforms the world. May you find your hope in Christ alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.